Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
Roy Matlock Jr. here, and we are talking money, the show that always stays on track about the things that are important, which is, you know, raising your income, number one, and number two, making sure that there's that gap in between your income and your outgo. You know, I always tell people that take 100% of your money, and half of that money, if you can live on half, save the 50% of the rest of what's left over, and the rest, of course, the IRS goes and gets, but it usually works out pretty good for you. Then you can live large, just keep working on your income. So we talk about income, raise our income, and how do we do it? We always do it by raising our value, become great at something, find something you love to do, become great at it, and you see your income going up. And as one of my listeners called in, he said, you never have a job, all right, because you love what you're doing. And so if you're tuning in right now, I want to encourage you to go back and start with the beginning of this year, at the very minimum, on the podcast. And it's an entire series that we started at the beginning of 2021 that takes you from, you know, the defense to the offense. And now we're all the way into what do we do with our retirement plans. And today's show is going to be retirement planning review from last week. And then also we're going to be hitting on the different ways you can help pay for your children's college to keep them out of this dreaded student loan debt, because it's not going to get cheaper as time goes on. And so what are some of the, just a quick review of some of the things that we covered last week. And you can find, by the way, the podcast at RoyMatlockJr.com. And that will kind of get you moving in the right direction. And, you know, last week when we first got started, and I've said this over and over again, you want to automate things. And, you know, I always believe this, that always be optimizing. You know, this year, you know, we do a number of webinars and things of that nature called Optimize Your Finances. Last year, we were going to fix them. Now we're going to optimize them. And one of the key elements to getting financially in order is to automate your FIN number. Now, what's the FIN? The FIN is the financial independence number. That's the number you need to have, instead, the amount of money you need saved in order to be able to quit one day and never worry about running out of money. And so one of the classics of personal finance, along with the Rule of 72, which we've talked about, if you're understanding that, is something called pay yourself first. Now, how do you do that? Well, you create your FIN number by finding out, you know, we do a mathematical equation with assumptions for, you know, inflation, which is always going to be there. And we take the number of years until you get to a certain age that you plan on retiring. And we come up with your FIN number. So we need this much money with inflation. And if you get this percentage return on your money, here is your FIN number. Your FIN number is $1,400 a month, whatever that is. And then you automate that $1,400 a month into all of the different tax deferred, tax-free type of plans. It may be your 401k or 403b at work, or a 457 plan if you work like it as a police officer or something like that. But the bottom line is everybody qualifies. Or you may do an IRA, you may do a Roth IRA, traditional IRA, could do that. You could do, you know, a self-employed plan like a simple for a small business or a SEP. But the bottom line is that you automate it. And you say, you know what, I need to save $1,423 a month at 9% for the next 30 years, and I'm going to be done. And I'm going to be in a position to where I can make money while I sleep. And, you know, one of the key elements to all of this is finding something you like to do and then get great at it. And then you can recalculate that FIN, and you say, I thought I would retire at 65. Now I can push it up because I'm making more money. I'm living better. I can retire at 55 or 50, whatever that number is. And then because you like what you're doing, you say, yeah, but you know what? I'm just saving more money. This is going to go to the next generation. I don't even need it because I like working. I like doing what I'm doing. It's kind of like where I'm at in my business. I've been doing this for 36 years, and here I am on the radio talking about it, and I'm not bored. I like doing what I'm doing. And so, therefore, I don't expect to ever retire. You know, I slow down. I already slow down. But the point point of it is that you have the ability to automate your FIN. How do you do it? You have it automatically deducted out of your checking account or out of your paycheck, and you put it on track, and you're there. And so then what happens is you now have control of your where your outcome is going to be. It's not like some game that nobody knows the answer how to get in the door, out the door, anything like that. It's not like getting in a Uber and saying, take me, and he says, where? And you're like, just drive, and you run around in circles your whole life. You now have a number. And if you want to get your financial independence number, we can do that for you. Visit RoyMatlockJr.com. There's a ton of different ways to reach us. You can call us at 615-843-2099. And if you call and say, hey, I want to get my FIN number, we're going to say, they'll set a time, a 15-minute phone call, and you can get your FIN number. And then that way you know what's going on. You can also then start getting optimized in all the different ways to do it. Okay, so let's say that you've got, you know, a retirement plan through work. We got to get that retirement plan working for you. You got to have the right, you know, allocation of your funds. If you can't tell someone with clarity where your money's invested, or maybe you have one of those 401ks that's from the previous job, or maybe two or three of them, and you don't know what it's doing, understand that over a 20-year period, a half a percentage point in lost returns works out to be 5 years of income. If you lose a full point, that's 13 years of income. This is where what you're going to be living on. This is your money, so you want to know. So if you want help on any of that, you want to get, you know, some of those choices, we'll sit down with you free of charge, do it over the phone, do it over Zoom, and we'll say, look, here's at your age what we recommend you should do on your investment choices through your 401k. And I've seen disasters from people where they just, you'd be surprised how many people. I said, well, do you have anybody helping you with your money? And they're like, no. I said, well, where's your 401ks allocated? Well, they don't even know how to get in touch with some of the previous sponsors from previous jobs because they just don't think about it. They think it's just going to work out. Well, it's not just going to work out. You have to plan for it, and that's what we do. We help people do that stuff. So you've got three really kind of ways of looking at this. One, you've got your employee plan. All right, that would be your 401k, your 403b, your 457 plan that you can use to save money. Then you have your individual plans. It's a Roth IRA or a regular IRA. And then you have your retirement plans for self-employed. That would be your simple plans and your SEP plans. And so when we come back, we're going to get in a little more detail on this. We've already done this in the previous show, but then what we're going to do is get into college savings plans. The best way you can do that. So stay tuned. I'll be right back.